Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audio download and a free 30-day trial at www.audibletrial.com/radmetal. Over 150,000 titles to choose for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Do you have a heavy metal-related business? Do you promote concerts? Do you sell t-shirts, music, instruments, alternative lifestyle products? Then come advertise with us. Radioactive Metal is the perfect place to promote your business. Go to advertisecast.com/780 to see all of our advertising options.
Hey, I'm Cam.
I'm Anders.
I'm Lee.
And I'm Mike. And we are Solanum. And you are listening to Radioactive Metal.
That's like when I was in grade eight, it was Sepultura.
Oh yeah, Sepultura. Oh shit, it was Sepultura back to
Sepultura. And then when I learned it was Sepultura, I'd be like, Sepultura.
What the hell?
Don't you mean Sepultura? No, man. Solid. Promise, I'll get it right this time.
All good, man.
No, that's cool.
Should I say my last name just so it's not mixed up with Mike Benz, or does it matter?
No,
that's just Mike.
That's whatever you like, man.
There'll be two mics.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be mic two.
Do you want to try it again?
Okay, I'll get it.
We'll do one more.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Cam.
And I'm Anders.
And I'm Lee.
I'm Mike. And we're Solanum. And you're listening to Radioactive Metal.
Welcome to Radioactive Metal. This is Radioactive Metal, your source for news, views, tunes, and interviews. Here are your hosts, Snowy, Rock, Corrine, and Aaron.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to a judgmental episode of Radioactive Metal. This is episode 468, and I'm Snowy White.
And this is Rock.
And hey, man, what's going on?
Well, guess what?
Oh, what's that?
80s in the Park is coming.
Oh, woohoo!
So, hey, we got to talk about that a little bit. So, once again, 80s in the Park is coming to Florida. This year it's in Cocoa Beach. You remember the old show, I Dream of Jeannie?
Of course.
Oh, that's where they lived, in Cocoa Beach.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So this year it's at the International Palms Resort in Cocoa Beach. The difference this year from the past years is that in the past years it was a festival, but this year it's also a rock and roll convention. So There will be dealers and, selling vinyl and CDs and posters and all sorts of stuff. There's a few guests that have been announced who will be there for the rock and roll convention. Dan Spitz of Anthrax formerly of Anthrax, will be there. Simon Wright, formerly of AC/DC, will be there too to sign autographs. And Brandy Brandt, she's once a playmate, always a playmate. It's kind of like the president, you know. Once you're a president, you're always the president.
Right.
So, motherfucker. yeah. Anyway, we won't get to that. But Brandy Brandt is there. She's also the ex-wife of Nikki Sixx. So, she was one of my favorite playmates when I was a teenager. I'm going to go talk to her a little bit. And the bands playing, of course, that's the important part, right?
Right on.
So this year you've got Jet Boy is making an appearance. Junkyard is making an appearance.
I like that.
Every Mother's Nightmare will be making an appearance.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Kenny McGee, Nova Rex, Lillian Axe is making a return appearance. Enough's enough. Making another appearance. I think the last time was maybe 3 years ago that they played. House of Lords. That one I was a little surprised to see. Because apparently they have a new album. So, hey, I guess they're touring. Ted Poley, who was there last year, he's going to be there again. Randy Jackson of Zebra, I believe he's going to do like some kind of acoustic set. Phil Lewis of LA Guns will be there. It sounds like it's more like a solo thing. It's not going to be the whole band. And the headliners this year, man, you got some great stuff. We've got Lynch Mob.
Oh, wow.
They have a new album that's just about to come out, if it's not already out. A Winger will also be playing, the whole band.
Right on.
Not just Kip Winger, because the last few years it's only been Kip has been coming and doing an acoustic thing, but this year it's the whole band. And also Jackal.
Ooh.
Chainsaw wielding Jesse James Dupree will be there to blow our ears out with a chainsaw. Hopefully. I hope he's gonna have a chainsaw. I really do. But I don't know in a hotel what kind of security safety thing. Is the fire marshal gonna say uh-uh? Who knows?
Well, we'll just stick it to the man with the chainsaw.
Yeah. So if you're interested in going, this year it is from September 21st to September 24th, and the tickets are really, really good prices. Let me get to that page, if you don't mind. We have. There's a reserve seating, three-day seating, for anybody who wants to be there for all 3 days of concerts. Preferred seating tickets are $79 right now, which is a really good deal for 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. That's a steal.
Yeah, and if you want general admission for 3 days, those are, with tax, it's $67. So that's general admission. Basically, it's standing room only.
Right.
And if you just want to go there one day, those tickets after tax are $39. So that's not too bad. And if for some reason you only want to go to the rock and roll convention, you just want to go get autographs and check out the dealers and stuff like that. Well, that's after tax. It's like $29, which is a really good deal. So the VIP, if you want the VIP seating for all 3 days, now, those are $169 a piece.
Okay.
You're guaranteed a seat in the front section right in front of the stage. But there is a deal going on right now. So anybody interested, check this out, man. You go to the 80sinthepark.com. You go to the section to purchase your tickets. And if you can get two VIP tickets for $200. That's $100 each instead of $169 each.
Mm-hmm.
So you save $140, basically. But to get the deal, you have to put in VIP deal. And that is brought to you by Coconuts on the Beach, which is a bar or a club that's not too far from where 80s in the Park will be is going to happen. They're on September 17th. Actually, they're having a little party from noon to five with some live music. So, if you're in the area, you can go check it out on September 17th. But the real party, 80s in the Park, starts on the 21st at night at the hotel, the Rock and Roll Hotel. There's a party for the VIPs, and then from there, the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, then we have all these amazing bands playing, like I just mentioned. So, check it out. 80sinthepark.com and get your tickets, man, because Corrine and I will be there. So,
right on. Well, that alone is worth the price of admission.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but it will be fun. It will be fun. Hopefully, I have a few buddies that normally go to these things to 80s in the Park, and hopefully they'll be there, and you'll not just get to hang out with me and my and Corrine, but also a few of my friends that you can meet and have fun with. They're cool guys. So
no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. And which has me thinking as well. it's a good thing, like, you're like, I'm not going to be able to make this, because after Creed and I, once, if we were to get together at a rock festival, holy shit, they would shut it down. That's it. Yeah. there would be no next year. So,
oh, okay.
Maybe that's a good year.
Is that a promise? Is that a promise or a threat?
it could probably be a little bit of both.
All right. There you go. Get your tickets. 80sinthepark.com.
Right on, right on. Excellent, excellent. And while you're while you're going to that website and getting yourself all set up for 80s in the Park, why don't you head on over to iTunes? This is probably one of the main spots where you go and get our show, and, you know, leave us a review. All the, like, 5-star positive reviews definitely help.
Yes.
You know, get out there, and if you can just give us 30 seconds of your time, that really helps pushing the show, which, you know, with that comes greater and bigger and better and all of those sorts of things. So we would really appreciate that. And as well, order a shirt.
Yes.
www.radioactivemetal.org. Order a shirt. Yep. And when you do, one of the things that I think we're going to start doing is, okay, because, you know, whenever you go to a show and you go to a merch booth and all that, and, you know, there's that lovely young merch girl there, she's always got a big smile on her face, and she's, you know, you get that immediate thank you so much, we appreciate your support. Well, you don't necessarily get that when you buy a shirt or any sort of merch through the mail. Well, we kind of want to change that here. So what I was, myself and Crane were thinking, that if you go and you buy a shirt off of us, set us up with your phone number, you know, with your order, and we'll give you a shout. We'll give you a shout just to say hi and thank you and tell you how much we appreciate it. And hopefully after that, you'll still continue to listen to the show. I don't know.
And, you know, something else that we never, ever mention, but because we always forget. And if you don't follow us on Facebook, why don't you do that? You know, just go to facebook.com/radmetal. And you will find us immediately, or you can just go search for us in the search engine. Go follow us. We would appreciate it. And also on Twitter, RadMetal666 on Twitter, and on Instagram, we're also there. That's our ID is Radioactive Metal, all in one word. I know these are all different. RadMetal666, and Radioactive Metal. I apologize for that, but Rad Metal is a very popular term. I was lucky to get it for Facebook as for a shortcut, but I was not able to get it for Twitter or Instagram. So, hey, you got to make do with what you got. So that's where we're at. But yeah, you know, go follow us and go check out what we do. You know, we try to be as active as possible on those things. So just come and join the fun and come talk to us. You know, on the social media. On the internets.
The interwebs, yeah.
As the kids say. Oh, no, that's the old folks that say that.
That's the old timers, yeah.
That's us.
Yeah, yeah. Do you call, like, sorry, remember when we were kids? I don't know if you had this expression in Quebec when you were growing up, but we called the TV the idiot box.
No.
Okay.
I've heard the expression many times, yes.
Okay. Now, this day and age, the term has kind of morphed into where the computer is now being called the idiot box.
I would even push it even a little further. I would say the phone is the idiot phone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure. What's that expression? Smartphones are making dumb people?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, but don't let me get on.
But not the metalheads. Metalheads, they're not dumb.
No, of course not.
Especially if they follow, Radioactive Metal. Nobody's dumb. Nobody who follows Radioactive Metal is dumb. They're all awesome.
They're showing how smart they are just by the fact that they followed all that wicked stuff and all that metal goodness that we give them. So why don't we give them some more right now?
And what cool shit did we do this week? Find out in our Metal Fix.
Okay, dude, what you got?
I got a few things. Went to Park Ave CDs with the intention of getting the new War Beast. And I got it, of course. You know,
excellent, excellent.
They only had one copy, so I got it. And I was looking around, and I see the new Venom ink. I'm like, oh, my budget will not let me have this right now. So I left that behind. So, but I kept looking around, and then once in a while, I check out the 7-inch vinyls because Park Ave has a really good selection of used and new vinyls, and they have a really nice section for metal and hardcore of 7-inches. So, and for people who wonder what those are, you know, our younger listeners, those are the 45s. Those are the small vinyls where you only have like two songs on there.
Right.
Yeah. So, so I was looking through there and I see a few things, and then something caught my eye. I was like, oh, I gotta get this. This is only $7. I picked up, the new Ghoul 7-inch.
Ooh.
Wall of Death.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, friggin' amazing. And there's only two tracks on there, the song Wall of Death, and the other one is Humans Till Death on the side B. And I believe that's a song for a video game, because I looked it up online, and it brought me to a video game thing, and it seems like it's – I, of course, you know, I should have wrote it down, but I didn't. But it's used in some kind of cool video game, like there's racing and stuff like that. So that's pretty damn cool. But – we'll get back to this. I just thought Ghoul, and after I tell you my next thing, the last thing I got, and actually it's somebody at work that gave it to me. You know how Metallica, you know, they're doing their Hardwired tour right now, and they're all over the country. They're playing one of their last few shows for this the North American leg right now in Edmonton as we speak. Right now, as we speak.
Is that going on now?
Yeah. Right now, it's actually streaming online for free right now. If you're listening to this, it's way too late. You're like a week late at least. But, you know, it's there. We actually had it had a link on our Facebook page. So that's a reason for you guys to go follow our Facebook page. But they came to Orlando on July 5th. And a few of my coworkers were there. So one of them actually bought the CD of the show. Because Metallica does that. They record every concert. They've been doing it since 2004. They've been recording every concert that they do, and they're all available on their website. And you can buy just a song here or there if you want. You can buy full concerts, and those are like $10 if you just want the download. But you can also get a CD version. So that's what my friend Victor did. He got the CD version of the Orlando show. So he ripped me a copy of it. So that's pretty damn cool.
Right on.
So,
right on.
Yeah. So. So, and it's cool because they come in this little, that's the first time I've ever seen one. They come in this little brown cardboard sleeve. You know, it's like a digipack. You know those CDs that are digipacks?
I do.
Okay. It's kind of like that, but it's a sleeve, and there's room for three CDs in there. So the way it's folded, and what they do is they make a sticker, a special sticker that wraps around, and they make a special cover for every show, and then in the back you have the track listing, and it's pretty cool. I like what they're doing, and I think they're only like $20, to get, and it's a double disc concert, it's the full concert, so that's pretty cool.
Right on.
So yeah. So the other quick thing I wanted to say, because I was talking about Ghoul, they're coming to your neck of the woods later this year. Mm-hmm. You've got to talk to them.
That is definitely that's definitely on my mind, especially since the big boss man, Corey Taylor, Ninja Cat Productions, is bringing that. So, yeah, I'm extra stoked, extra excited.
It's Gwar.
Yeah. Yeah, Ghoul is letting Gwar close their show for them. That's awfully nice of them, yeah. So
yeah, they're coming here in December towards the end of the tour. But they're coming to Tampa though. So and I checked it in the middle of a week. I really can't do that. That's
kind of a hike, yeah.
Yeah, December is not too busy at work, but at the beginning of December things start winding down, but I probably will be kind of busy. So it's not an easy show to do. If it was on the weekend, it'd be a different story, but.
Right. Yeah. Sorry, man. That sucks. Don't worry. I'll make sure I take lots of blood from Gore just for you.
No. I just want you to steal one of the masks from Ghoul. One of those executioner's masks.
Oh God, I don't know, man. Asking for death.
Oh, they're going to be more than happy to oblige. I love their lyrics. Their lyrics are silly. They're kind of a funny band, you know. They write silly stuff, and you know the name of the band members. You know, you got Digester, Cremator, Fermenter, and Dissector. Mm-hmm. You know? So I love it. I absolutely love this band. So
and those could all be like '80s thrash bands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're just just going to be band names. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what you got for the metal picks?
Speaking of old school thrash and death and all that, and I wasn't even aware of this, but apparently Desultory, the Swedish death band, was put out their first new record in like 7 years through Aching Aeons. And it's like Desultory was kind of that band that kind of, you know, they started in with the whole Swedish death boom and all that, but they just, I don't know what it is. They just didn't pick up in the underground metal consciousness. They just didn't pick up the same, I don't know what you'd call it. Like you've heard of Entombed, you've heard of Dismember, and, you know, Carcass and all those bands that took off. And some bands just didn't reach that peak, but you know, they still thrived and survived and they kept going. And like I thought you know, Desultory were all said and done at one point, but no, they're back. First new record in 7 years. I was cranking that, really digging that. You know, I really recommend everyone like that digs that old school Swedish death sound, by all means, please check that out. Earlier today, I was cranking the new Incantation record, Profane Nexus. Oh my God, that's fucking brutal. You know, and then like that's type of band. I don't have all of their stuff and all that, but I just, you kind of took them for granted and all that, and they've always been around. I think this is like their 10th album now.
Yeah, I know they have a lot.
And like they're just always there. Like I said, I've made the mistake of always kind of taking them for granted, and I'm kind of kicking myself on that because this new record is fantastic. Midnight, Mr. Athanar, who was on Radioactive Metal earlier this year, going to be pushing out a new record, Sweet Death and Ecstasy. I guess their first single, whatever you'd want to call it, is now available, called Penetrail Ecstasy. And it's like, ugh.
Okay.
That's definitely something that Athanar would definitely come up with. By all means, you know, go back into our archives, go check out like our past interview with Midnight. And, you know, I'm sure if you caught Midnight on the Decibel tour earlier this year with Obituary and Creator, no doubt you were impressed. You know, that's a band that's really got it going on, and they're consistent. They just put out that new EP at the beginning of the year, and now they're talking about shoving out another record already. Like, wow, way to go. Mm-hmm. You know, and on top of that, big tour and all that. So hey, I know you mentioned the president and you didn't want to get into it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to. But with everything that went down, you know, in Charlottesville this past weekend, I couldn't help but pull out an old favorite song of mine, The Dead Kennedys, Nazi Punks Fuck Off. Mm-hmm. Couldn't help but pull that out, as well as Napalm Death's version as well. And you know, I'm pissing around on Facebook on my timeline, and like friends as well are posting that song. And, you know, it's like, I don't know if stuff like this is rejuvenating certain stuff. And I think that's kind of a good thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, do yourself a favor. Dead Kennedys or napalm deaths, Nazi punks, fuck off. Because I think by giving, you know, pop culture like that, by giving that attention, that helps in the struggle against, you know, but just fucking these racism and fascism and just all the Trumpisms all together. But like I said, not going to get into a lot of that, because what I do want to talk about in my hot little fists right now is what I know, okay, to be the latest issue of Decibel Magazine. What I know by now, maybe by the time it's the new issue has already come out in the US, and by the time this goes to air, it might actually be available here. But I got to give this rag, you know, the hello and horns up, just for having the nutsack for putting Wolves in the Throne Room on the cover. You know, like they've got, you know, there's elsewhere in this magazine, you know, there's Venom Inc. and there's Nuclear Assault and Cannibal Corpse and Decapitated and all that. And they probably could have taken the easy route and through the, you know, the quote unquote famous, whatever that means in the underground. Okay, they could have gone that route and put on the more established band. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Wolves in the Throne Room, like, is that really a huge band? No, they're a fantastic band, but they're just not tearing it up in terms of popularity in the underground. And Decibel had the nutsack to feature them on the cover. So I got to say hello and horns up for that.
Yeah.
And especially go out, pick up this issue for anything else, okay? But for most importantly, you mentioned the new War Beast record. Mm-hmm. It's got an interview going on with Bruce Corbett in it, with all the trials and tribulations about what's been going on with his life and all that. So this issue, you know, particularly is essential reading. Yeah, you know, and every issue they have their Hall of Fame inductee album, mm-hmm. and all that. This week or this month is Nuclear Assault's Game Over, dude.
Ah,
oh, sweet. But I don't want to turn this into a Decibel infomercial and all that. But what I will have no problem, and forever and a day, we will push War Beast. So you know what? I know how much you love that band and that record.
Yeah.
Good. Their label, the band, Mr. Corbett himself, good friends of the show. So let's drop one of their tracks, man.
Yeah. So the album name is Enter the Arena, and they mm-hmm. just released an 18-minute video. Did you watch it?
Not yet.
For the song Hitchhiker. And basically, it's some really bad acting and a performance video. It's the guys in a van that they're going to a show, but they have no idea where it's at. They've never been to this place. And then they stop and pick up a hitchhiker, and the acting is so bad. They're obviously not actors, but they're kick-ass musicians, and the video's fun. Yeah, you know, it's just, you know, it's silly, and you know, mm-hmm. so let's play that track. You know, it's off the album Enter the Arena. Here is the track Hitchhiker.
Should we pick him up?
Oh yeah, man, pick him up. He'll asphyxiate out there.
People running ahead. See, that was better. They died better that way. They died better that way. They died better that way. They died better that way.
No stranger to this show is one of my favorite bands, and not just because they're from the Winnipeg metal scene and because I know these guys personally, but if you listen to this band and you're going to hear them very shortly and you know me for more than 10 minutes, you will know, you'll understand, oh yeah, I could see how Snowy just loves the thrash crossover band Solenum. No stranger to the show. We've had them on in the past. And the last little while, though, they had a lot going on in their camp with their new EP, Judgmental. They added a new guitarist, which we're going to get into in the creature feature. And they switched labels.
Hmm.
Yeah. They switched over from Horror, Pain, Gore, Death to Unspeakable Acts Records, which, you know, maybe someone from Horror, Pain, Gore, Death might not believe this, but I think it's kind of a step up. As awesome as those records are, you know, those labels are, you know, you always want to keep moving, keep advancing, and I kind of see that as a graduation. But ultimately, the important thing is Solenum are still around, they're still kicking ass, and I was stoked to be able to catch up with them at their jam space. Caught my own quick little Solenum show before sitting down with the boys and having this delightful chat. So this is my recent chat with Cam McPhee on vocals, Lee Shodine on guitar, Anders Land on drums, who we just had recently on in our Flashout interview. He's a big part of that band.
Yep.
Their new guitarist, Mike Deadly, and our old buddy, Mike Menza, their bassist, unfortunately, was conspicuous by his absence, but our thoughts and prayers are with him. So without further ado, this is our chat with Winnipeg crossover thrashers Solenum.
You forgot something.
Okay, no, but you know, we're trying to do things a little different. We're trying to do the song before the interview, but dude, it's almost 11 years. Old habits are dying hard.
Yeah.
From said new EP, Judgmental, this is Solenum's High Class.
Dummies!
and foremost, since we last spoke, we actually, there's a couple elephants in the room we're going to address. First of all, number one, and I just found out this tonight as I walked in the door, we have a fifth member now.
Yes, we
That's
do.
Right. Who is this gentleman?
This is Mike. He's an old friend of ours, and we figured we'd add more balls to the band and just have a second guitar player. So
fill out the sound. yeah. Don't know what else to say. We just summed her up.
And past experience? Or is this it? Or
I used to be the frontman lead vocalist for Suicide for over 10 years.
Okay. And it was my first band. He didn't
fucking years ago
introduce me to playing in bands in general. That's the connection. Me and Cam used to go see him and his buddies play shows back when we were just
in the early 2000s.
Untalented bunch of fucking losers who would just go
dorky, fresh out of high school. This is back when the thrash scene in Winnipeg was maybe 15 people strong. So I probably wouldn't be in this band if I hadn't met Mike and Lee. So
it was all goth back then, too.
Oh, there was so much goth. There was bod.
So I'm getting the feeling that you're the one to blame for most of this.
Hard times. But yeah, I know. And yeah, these guys rule. I've known them for so long.
For sure. I could not imagine.
I'm just honored to be in their band now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I couldn't imagine music without these gentlemen, for sure. Speaking of which...
It'll be a lot better looking.
new EP, Judgmental. That kind of... What's the whys and wherefores behind that? It sort of reeks of concept, perhaps. Is there an idea? How did this all come about?
Well, it's actually one of our first songs we ever wrote. We tried recording it a couple times. Didn't do too well at it.
Yeah,
it was kind of messed up. We didn't really figure out what we were going to do. And then, this time it was good.
Yeah, oddly enough, it actually appeared on our very first demo, which was just a very lo-fi cassette release. We quite literally hung a digital recorder from the ceiling in our old jam space and just recorded live off the floor. And that song that we recorded called Judgmental is very different from what we do now. Well, yeah, the recording was awful and we just changed some parts and it's kind of turned into a new song. And as Lee said, there were a couple false starts with recording it. And, you know, it's one of our favorite songs to play. So we figured, well, we may as well base the new EP around it. It's been in our repertoire so long.
You said there was like a message behind it. It was just, I don't know, it just sounded punky. Judgmental.
We already have the sick art for the t-shirt.
This is true.
There we go. We can use it for the EP.
Our friend
ourselves some money.
Our friend John Mayo did the artwork inspired by the song way back when, so we already had it laying around.
We actually paid his rent so he didn't get evicted. And we have free artwork as long as we're a band.
That's a trade. I like that.
When you see his stuff, I call it a fair trade.
A little sweat equity. Nothing wrong with that. For sure. And this EP marks your debut on Unspeakable Acts Records.
The butt.
And when last time we spoke, you guys were involved with Horror, Pain, Gore.
That's right.
Death. And now when I find out, holy shit, this was actually quite a surprise. How did this come about? Did they approach you? Did you approach them? Is it just a happy accident?
We actually we went to that Unspeakable guy with the first recording.
Yeah,
but we were kind of
I've been in touch with him for a while.
We were all messed up like on that recording. Like we were just figuring out what we were doing. So
we sent him the wrong mix.
It didn't.
It was a comedy of errors.
So he did tell me, whatever you guys come up with next, please be sure to send it my way, and I'll give us thoughts. But Eric's a good guy; he's good shit.
Yeah,
and we just went with Unspeakable because we were trying to get a co-release going on between the two labels. Nothing against Horror Pain; Mike is fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been great to work with.
But it was just a matter of time, and these songs are ready now. We did a limited run of 100 cassettes. We just dubbed ourselves and got our friends to do it for a free tape and a free 40. Canberra from Ontario.
Just smuggling the old English in.
And it was just a matter of time. Eric said he could put it out next month, so that sounded pretty solid. And
it was kind of a matter of we wanted to strike while the iron was hot. And, you know, we're not against working with Mike and Horror Pain Gordeth in the future if that's what's in the cards. And, you know, both labels have offered us a lot, and we've been really digging working with either of them. So,
So it kind of wasn't a... For the lack of a better word, there was no bidding war for you. Just for the lack of a better word.
Yeah. Hell no.
You know, right. You know, like, there was interest on both sides, but it just, like you said, it was just a matter of when it can be done.
Yeah. And, well, with Eric, he actually has got quite the connection in Winnipeg now. He, of course, was involved in Besieged getting released, as well as Saboteur. Regurgitated Guts. Their new recording is coming out right away.
Yeah.
So
he also boosted our master.
That's right.
So it's a different master than we have on our tapes. And it sounds much better. He just has better equipment than Dan. I'm pretty sure that's why the Saboteur record sounds so good.
We love you, Dan.
You hoser.
Right on. See, I'm glad you guys mentioned the other acts, like Besieged and Regurgitated, because that was next on the list. What is with Winnipeg bands signing on to that label? Is it just is it networking?
Eric himself, he doesn't get it, but he thinks it's funny. He cracks jokes about it. Winnipeg.
Yeah, well, I think it's just a matter of...
he questions what's in our water.
Yeah, it's kind of a matter of, I think, Besieged really kind of cracked the door, and Saboteur are just, well, they're Saboteur.
Mm-hmm.
They're really, really good, so I think that kind of would tend to give a fellow like Eric pause when he's had these two bands in a row from the one city that really kind of nailed it, so I think it'll give him more reason to check out a band who sends them something if they're from Winnipeg than, say, a band from, I don't know, let's say Saskatoon or Edmonton, you know?
He's been joking about it. It's like, I only sign bands from, like, Winnipeg and, like, Malaysia.
It started as kind of a funny coincidence, and it's just a matter of, we're lucky to have the amount of talented people in this city that will make someone like Eric stop and go, "Well, what do we got here?"
Right on.
You know, makes us pretty damn proud of our scene, I think.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Like I said, I was totally stoked when I saw the name Unspeakable Acts beside your name, and it's like, oh, this is awesome, because a label like that, of course, being the imprint of Dark Descent, which that record is just on fire as well. You could probably end up seeing, like, Solenum ads in Decibel or Terrorizer.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. That happened.
Eric,
we told him, like, sure, put out our stuff. Let's do that.
Yeah.
And, a week later, we had, upcoming releases.
Yeah, we had a little corner of, like, he took out some ad space for multiple releases he had coming out. So, if you squint right.
Yeah, it all moves pretty quick. And
It seems that way. Would you guys say, this record does really well,
Mm-hmm.
And Eric says, we're going to bump you up to Dark Descent, I guess. Like, do you feel maybe you're a better fit with Unspeakable or with Dark Descent?
I don't even know how it works. How does it even work? Is that
their imprints. Yeah,
I guess it would really have to do with whoever was in charge of Dark Descent, kind of discussing it with Eric and seeing what happens.
And we'll see how our next CD turns out. So.
At the end of the day, we're always going to be really happy if there are people out there who want to give us a hand and spread our music out, be it Unspeakable, be it Dark Descent, be it Horror Pain Gordeth, they're all good folks, they're all rad labels, just thanks for letting us put our noise out with you. At the end of the day, it's all gravy.
Oh, for sure. Now, though, I think I might have asked this a couple years ago, though. Relapse comes knocking.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
No, thanks, man. I can't tour for that long.
You're not ready to rock?
Yeah, we're not. Well,
he's got kids. We're just doing our thing.
People want to hang. Some of us got, kids, so.
Yeah,
We could play shows here and there, but I don't know about, a big solid tour. Probably maybe something in Canada.
Yeah, sure. It's pretty. Ideally, I think what we'd like to do is you know, take 7 to 10 days here, 7 to 10 days there, get out to a coast and back, maybe go down south and back. Like, we're all a little older now, and we have commitments and, you know, families and careers.
We got to make money, so. We got to make some money some way.
Yeah, like...
But I'm all for underground labels.
You know, it's definitely just trying to strike that balancing act. And, yeah, if a label basically required us to tour 10 months of the year, I don't know about the rest of these guys, but my partner would leave me, and I can't afford rent without her.
Yeah. No, I hear you on that, and I don't even, I'm not even a band. Like, every once in a while, I get a taste of the rock and roll lifestyle, but it's like, okay, I get to do my thing, but then I go home to my warm, comfortable bed, my beautiful wife, and all that, and it just... And then the band I just spoke to gets on this uncomfortable van, four other stinky, smelly guys and all that. And it's like, I don't have such a bad deal.
Oh, yeah, the van smell by, like, day two or three. Yeah. Is, God.
It's all part of it. Touring is sick, but I'm just going to miss home.
For the record, I'd ruin my entire life to sign with Relapse Records and end up on the street. And the world tour was done. I'd suck dicks for a living.
Well, it's always good to have a backup plan.
Yeah. You hear that, Relapse?
Yeah.
The offer's there.
Just so you know, you got yourself some mouth lines.
No, that's after the tour.
Oh, sorry.
My wife left me. I have no friends at home.
Right. You would lose all your friends.
Fuck you. I toured with Relapse. I got to open for Sepultura.
Sepultura.
That's on purpose, by the way. That's not Sepultura anymore.
You had to have been there for the early conversation.
Yeah, well, no, I
little inside joke.
It was the same thing.
It was on take one.
I'll shut up now.
Yeah. You mentioned touring. What is, who would be the ideal touring, or maybe who would be, you think would be compatible with Solenum to go on tour with?
I don't know. Just a fun band that we'd really enjoy touring with. Well, we definitely enjoyed going out to Montreal and back with Epidemic. They were a lot of fun to tour with. I got to say, well, actually some of our label mates, or are they on Dark Descent now? The Grime.
That's their shit.
Yeah, Dark Descent. That's right. Hey, Derek, Frankie, all you boys. I think we would have a hell of a fun time with them as well. They, you know, we played some shows with them here in Winnipeg. Mm-hmm. Get along great with those guys. And definitely some Winnipeg bands would be fun to tour with, too, you know?
There's not really many crossover bands.
No, as long as we get along with them.
Yeah. Not too worried about the musical styles being the same. Just having a good time while we're out.
Shout out to Johnny from Skeletal Remains.
Nice.
Those dudes might come to Canada.
Come on down.
All right. So, that'd be awesome.
Maybe we'll do some shows with those boys. Check them out.
For sure. Good. I'm glad the C word crossover just got thrown out, because that's where I want to go next. Like, you're still, like, when we, the last time we had you guys on, that's kind of, that was your bread and butter. That's how you guys described your sound. Is that still the same?
Yeah.
With this EP?
We're staying the way, I don't know, we planned. I don't know. I don't think we're going to change at all. They're not going to turn into a black metal band or something.
And that's just...
What?
That's just sort of...
That's just the deal.
Oh, okay. I thought we were going to get all grim.
I'll never get tired of playing punk beats.
It's a good thing I left my mascara at home.
Right. At least the riff masters.
That's the thing. You know, you can call it crossover. You can call it whatever you want. We're just...
thrash metal.
Yeah, we're really enjoying what we play, you know. We wouldn't play any songs we weren't into.
Right on. Give me some examples of maybe, like, a hardcore punk band that made you guys want to do this. Either collectively or individually.
I don't know.
Just
Cro-Mag, Agnostic Front.
Cro-Mags are a huge factor in... You know, when we were first jamming, we definitely did, tune off Best Wishes. So
I think we mainly started because Excel fucking
works. Yeah, Excel was a big one. Very big reason. DRI, of course.
Of course.
And I'll fully admit, like, when I was a younger kid, like, I was much more into like the skate punk and some of the not quite as hardcore there.
Also, I gotta mention that they're a little more metal, but a Nuclear Assault.
Oh, of absolutely, course.
Yeah,
because they got progressively punkier.
They had an audience with both, much DRI. Yeah,
really influenced by their stuff.
Right on. And just what about some metal bands? We're just tossing shit around now.
Oh yeah,
just metal what bands. Any metal bands that made you want to do this?
Oh, just all sorts.
The original Sepultura for me.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
The speed of Megadeth is kind of what got me into metal. Like, I was much more into the faster, you know, punk rock there when I was a kid. The first time I heard, like, early Megadeth, I was like, whoa, okay, metal dudes play fast.
Creator,
all right.
Creator.
Destruction.
Yeah, all those German bands.
Yeah.
Exodus.
Yeah, Exodus, absolutely.
Just other stuff like Morbid Saint, lesser known stuff. Artillery Onslaught. What else? Like I could.
Just, yeah, and just I don't know. It's something that kind of inspired me a little. It's just some of the bands like Halloween who didn't take themselves too seriously.
Right.
I just kind of
they were happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just that there's room for something other than like straight serious, you know, doom and gloom.
Eagle Fly Free.
Yeah. Like, Eagle Fly Free. You know, I'm not ashamed to say, yeah, that's happy and I love it. It's a good time.
It's the greatest power metal song ever written. I think.
You know, so that, you know, kind of gives me the inspiration, like, yeah, when I'm up on stage, I'm going to be cracking jokes. I'm going to be making fun of people I know in the crowd, you know? I'm not just going to scowl and be like, all right, here's the next one, you know? Like,
don't do that. Are you guys ready to thrash?
Yeah.
I want to see the bigger circle pit.
All right,
do it.
Ready, run. You know, I'd rather just feel like I'm up there with my buddies and shouting at my other buddies, you know?
All those retro thrash bands never do that, please. It's totally fucking lame.
It just sounds so forced, you know? Like, everybody get your fists in the air! Okay, enjoy your ego stroke. I'm good, thanks.
I don't think I ever saw you guys call people closer to the stage either.
Why don't y'all come closer? Come closer, please.
Yeah. Oh, Christ, the amount of times I've spit on people, I'm surprised they come up.
People just fucking go to the front of the stage for you dudes, right?
Right on.
You know, our parents are nice enough to come out and go to the front, and it really helps fill out the front.
Good support.
Right on.
They clap in harmony.
Well, that makes me think, like, when you guys said, Mom, Dad, this is what I want to do, like, maybe not for a living, but this is, I got a real passion for this. What was their reaction to it?
Oh, well,
always supportive.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom always supported me.
Well, at this point, I mean, I got my first piercings and I got my first mohawk when I was, you know, in like 10th grade, so... You know, my dad got all the cursing and, you know, mockery out of his system early on. And, no, at this stage in the game, he just, you know, he's like, he's got a roof over his head and he's got a career, so whatever makes him happy.
My mom does the payroll for the police department.
Right?
Oh.
She never questioned why.
Mom's a cop. You know,
she's an actual cop.
No, I mean.
But it's sick, you know. I've gotten some free rides home, let's just say that.
When I first started going to punk rock shows, I mean, I grew up about a 45-minute drive outside of Winnipeg, so, you know, I'd hop a Greyhound or I'd hop a ride with a friend. And funny, Anders says about his mother, my mother was actually the superintendent of a young offenders facility when I was growing up. So
the
amount of crap she let me do, like, okay, honey, you go have fun with your punk friends.
Yeah, if that's the worst thing you're doing,
go on off to Winnipeg.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm going to smell beer on your laundry.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, she's a pretty rad lady.
Okay, then give mom or someone else a shout out. We'll wrap it up with that, and we'll let you guys get on with your jamming and all that.
But you say what's up, Johnny? Because you're my boy.
Oh man, shout out to the Begrime boys. Haven't seen them in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And geez, I don't know.
Really happy to be on Unspeakable Acts. Woo! Happy gang!
We're really excited to, we're just really effing stoked to have this next record out and getting spread around again, you know?
Did we mention we're missing our bass player right now?
My goodness. Shout out to Mike.
There we go.
Yeah, shout out to Mike Menza, who is got other commitments tonight.
Wait a minute, if Mike's gone, who are you?
How did he get in here?
Mike's got all the weed, too.
I just came in off the street. I asked whose dick I had to suck to come in. Turned out it was all of them. But I'm only doing one swallow.
Well, you still have to do.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
For sure.
One nice
Hi, Mom.
Yeah.
Says, oh, yeah, shout out to Mom, right? Mom sort of. She said I'd grow out of it 30 fucking years ago.
I think maybe we'll
end on that point.
Yeah.
We would definitely be remiss if we didn't say hello and horns up to Solid and Basic Mike Menza, who unfortunately he wasn't able to be there and be a part of this chat, but the man is a fighter. The man is a survivor. Just last week, as we speak, he announced he is 5 years clear of his cancer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, 5 years, that's that magic numbers that doctors, you know, give you. You know, you're out of the clear. We're not worried about remission, you know, and all that. So
that's cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When he announced that, like the Winnipeg metal scene, we all breathed a sigh of relief and like horns up, Mike. We love you, buddy.
Yep.
And I'm going to be seeing him this weekend as we speak. We're going to be wrapping this up soon because I'm stepping out to a music festival just outside of town. A whole whack of cool local and hardcore metal bands are playing, and Untimely Demise are coming in town.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, which we want to say hello and horns up to our buddy Matt Cuthbertson from Untimely Demise, who tied the knot as well recently. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that's
and
pretty
that
exciting.
Explains the road trip picture that I saw on Instagram today.
Yeah,
they were driving today. I was like, oh, I wonder where they're going.
Where they're going? Yeah,
because I usually just look at the pictures. I rarely read the comments, and I was like, oh, okay, they're playing somewhere, obviously.
They are. Yeah, they're coming to my neck of the woods to play Chadstock. Mm-hmm. Up here, and they're bringing with them Nemorian, a cool black metal band out of Alberta who are signed to the Season of Mist Records label. So, yeah, really exciting, really exciting. So I got to go and I got to get my shit together. We got to get the fuck out of here as soon as possible. But before we do that, it's definitely been a long time coming. We need to get into an indie spotlight, and we're going to go to the wonderful city of Denver. Now, you might not think that the Mile High City, you know, is a bastion for brutal black and death metal, but they definitely got it right with the band Kraftian, who they just put out their new indie release, Cosmic Awakenings, and this is the first single, What the Moon Brings, in our indie spotlight from Denver's Kraftian.
Spectral Summer.
Yeah, there's some good stuff right there. That is Denver's Crafteon in our indie spotlight. Can check
you,
them out.
Can you spell that for our listeners? How do you spell that Crafteon? I'm trying to picture it in my head.
Okay, well, craft as in hovercraft or whatever, C-R-A-F-T, E-O-N, Crafteon.
Okay, and that's all one word.
That's all one word. Okay. Facebook.com/Crafteon and Bandcamp.com. Check them out. Their new recording, Cosmic Awakenings, is available now. And you should get it because it's good stuff and good people like to listen to good music. So that's everyone listening to this should be listening to that. Well, dude, another week in the books. And like yes, I said, I got to get going. I got to get the hell out of here because
you got shit to do.
yeah. And it's time to rock and roll. So in the meantime and in between time, that's it. This has been a judgmental episode of Radioactive Metal. I'm Snowy White.
This is Rock.
And before we sign off, like I said earlier at the beginning of the show, that new incantation record, Profane Nexus, is awesome. And let's go out on a track from them. Blah, 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 blah. Let's go with Lucepulchri. Check it out.
RadioactiveMetal.org or go to iTunes for past episodes and write a review. Listen to us live every Thursday night on PureRockRadio.net. You can listen to us on Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, Google Play, and all other podcast aggregators. You can purchase the music featured in this episode by going to RadioactiveMetal.org or clicking on the episode link. Leave us a voicemail. We want to hear from you. Call 321 321- 80 Heavy or 321-804-3289. We will play on the show. For suggestions and indie spotlight submissions, email us at radmetal666@gmail.com. Follow us at facebook.com/radmetal, twitter.com/radmetal666, and Instagram Radioactive Metal. This has been a presentation of Radioactive Metal. It's not metal, this is Radioactive Metal.